Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Hour, courtesy of R.E.M., reissuing its best-selling album, Out of Time, from 1991, in three different configurations to celebrate the 25th anniversary of their first chart topper. Out of Time marked a new level of success for this college group. They started college.
They were from Rockville, Georgia.
Yeah.
One of their early songs was Don't Go Back to Rockville, which is a great song, but they played all the college, all the colleges down in the South, and that's really how they got a fan base.
Really?
Hardcore touring, yeah.
So, how many big songs? Orange Crush is one of them, Stand is another one. They were both in Out of Time. The album itself was a career changer for this group. Losing My Religion is my favorite R.E.M. song.
Yeah,
and I think
song.
That was their biggest, the regular pop song. Here it is. Listen to this. Crank this up, Karen. The success of this song helped to push Out of Time to the top of the Billboard charts. Got three Grammys out of it, too, that year. Best Alternative Music Performance, Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group with a Vocal and Best Music Video.
The video was so simple, but I remember when I was a kid watching it, it was so artistic and so well done and just so simple. It was basically just Michael Stipe in this sort of abandoned room with a very cool little spotlight swinging above his head.
Yeah.
Visually, it was really, it was very cool. Mm. These guys were so far ahead of everyone else.
A lot can be said with little, oftentimes, especially if you're using a video. This is what the old picture is worth, 1,000 words.
Yeah.
Anyway, this song has sold 4.5 million copies. Let's see, they've been apart since 2011, so are they getting back together again? Is that why they're doing this 25th anniversary, to go out and tour some
more? It's a good question. They've all kind of gone on to do their own things. Michael Stipe has pretty much stayed out of the public eye. He travels a lot. He writes a lot of travel blogs.
Does he?
His favorite thing is to just sit in a local pub somewhere in Europe and no one knows who he is, and he just loves that.
Yeah.
And he often writes about that.
Like Whitey Bulger used to do in Los Angeles. Dolly Parton, musically. Well, she's actually quite an accomplished actress as well as being a fabulous singer. She's gotten a lot of laughs over the years with her stories about the town prostitute when she was growing up. She's going to play one in a new Christmas movie. She announced this week that she will play the prostitute in her second made-for-TV movie biopic called Christmas in Many Colors, Circle of Love. She said, "When I was small, I patterned my look after the town trollop. I thought that she was the most beautiful thing because she had all that makeup, all that hair, all that tight clothing, everything I wanted. So why not play the painted lady," which is what's going to happen. This is a true story. The Christmas of Many Colors, Circle of Love, about Parton and her childhood, which will be on the air November 30th. We're already talking about Christmas shows. Can you imagine that?
I know.
So it's a sequel to Coat of Many Colors, which aired last Christmas. Big
huge
ratings.
Huge ratings, yeah.
So NBC wants, why not? Let's do it again. They're not that creative. So let's do it again. All right, 28 past the hour. Many colors
that my mama. Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Joe Kahn put his passions for food, people, and tailgating together and made a career out of it.
He sold his business and house, bought a motorhome, proclaimed himself the commissioner of tailgating, and hit the road. Why'd he do it, and what did he learn?
I wanted to do a television show. I wanted to see if I could live in a motorhome. When I started this and I went to every stadium in the NFL in 1996, I really found what tailgate is about. Just meeting people, talking with people, eating a lot of food, and making a lot of friends.
How can you turn your passion into a living?
Joe sought out sponsors early on to help fund his endeavor. As his popularity grew, so did his opportunities.
Find your niche, find a way to fund it, and build traction. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. How much time do we all spend allowing our imaginations to build small troubles into big ones, creating discontent? The young can't wait to be older. The old want to be young again. We seem never to be okay where we are right now. Many of us had it driven into our consciousness that life's a war, raised in families who expected conflict and combat, delivering messages to us like, this is going to be a lousy day, I can feel it already. Well, a contentious attitude always brings misery. I've learned that expectation of hostility breeds hostility. And if we expect nothing but pleasantness and peace, we'll find that life is not a war and that people are not the enemy. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.